As Lee's alluded to, New Year's Eve is coming up on Thursday night. And certain restaurants you can go to, bars you can go to. I know the Comedy Nest has a thing going on, but many of you are going to spend your evening at home or with friends. How hard is it to come up with an idea to make New Year's, important in your mind? Well, I have a party planner who's going to give us some tips. Daniela Caputo with MontrealEventPlanner.ca. Good morning, Daniela.
Good morning.
Does New Year's have to be something extra special necessarily? I mean, I talked about Doritos and a bottle of champagne, but...
Yeah, I had a good laugh there. you know what? If that's what you like, you know, why not? I mean, does it have to be special? I think it should. I think it should be, you know, welcoming in the new year.
So what is it? What does a New Year's party look to you?
To me? Oh, it could be so many, depending on the people's tastes and what they want. And their, you know, it could be just someone saying, okay, goodbye 2009, 2010, you better come and you better be good to me this year, you know?
Yeah.
It could be so many things, really. And some people just the fact that it's a new year, new beginnings, new everything, restarting sometimes, new things.
So would you have to put a lot of time and money into planning a New Year's party that says New Year's?
No, not at all. Not at all. If you want to, go for it. But or else you don't have to at all. You know what makes a party? A party is people that you invite, their moods, of course the music, of course the food also. And, you know, it's the theme. It could be a themed party. It could be a potluck. It could be so many things. I mean, really, it's friends, family. You know, a lot of people, on New Year's Eve, they usually spend it with friends.
Yeah.
And just reminisce of the old times and looking forward to the new ones and just keep the friendship going. And really, it doesn't have to be... very shishi-poo-poo, you know?
I'm speaking with Daniela Caputo of MontrealEventPlanner.ca. I'll tell you, we're doing a theme party. We get together with a group of friends each year, and we usually have a theme party. And this year, because H1N1 is the biggest news story of the year, we're doing an outbreak party.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So we're going to have foods like instead of arroz con pollo, arroz con polio.
Uh-huh.
we might make up a batch of tossed cookies.
See, that's fantastic. That is great.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's fun. You'll remember it for years, you know. And there's also some people that I know are doing a themed, like it's a martini party. So you bring your own martini drink, like mix, if the ingredients or just the drinks already ready.
Okay.
And you just share it, you know. Some people come up with all kinds of different stuff, and even foods. Foods, it could be... It doesn't have to be a big fussy food, you know. Usually, not Christmas, but New Year's Eve parties are after supper. Unless you're having a dinner party, then it's a different, you know, situation. But let's say it's after dinner and people are just getting together. You could bring finger food, and it could be just stuff that, you know, growing up you remember. It could be from homemade s'mores to all kinds of things, you know.
Well, as an event planner, if you were going to put together a New Year's party for you and your friends and family, where would you splurge and where would you maybe cut corners?
Okay, where would where I would splurge, it's not really splurge. I'd take out my own plates and dishes and glasses and stuff. That's fun, you know.
Sure.
That's nice. The cut corners, if you want, it would be people bring what they want, you know, like make it a potluck style. But something different, not something typical, something that would challenge them a little bit in the sense of, okay, well, what about, you know, bring something that reminds you or that you remember from being young that really, you know, it really warms your heart or something very delicious and, you know, and you want to share with people, you know, depending maybe their nationalities. Different nationalities have specialties and some people do nice, you know, very good and exotic foods, you know.
What about music? Do you should a lot of thought be put into the kind of music you're going to play at your New Year's party?
Absolutely, I think so. That sets the mood. You know, depending on the type of crowd, it always depends. Like, you know, who you're inviting. If it's family, friends, mixture of both. You know, a nice background music, which is like a jazzy, bluesy. You know, that's very nice. You know, for while you're eating, maybe when it's time for the countdown, it's a different type of music, a little bit more, you know, upbeat. And, you know, gets you into the mood, you know, like, I don't know, right now from, I think it's from, anyways, like, you know, all these, there's something that's really themed towards the new year coming.
Yeah.
You know? That's important, you know.
The countdown's always such an awkward moment because you never know quite how to get into it. I know some people like to turn on Dick Clark and watch the ball come down in Times Square. What do you do?
What do I do? Oh, do several things. I mean, we have a big clock, you know, so we do the countdown that way. Of course, with all these electronics nowadays, we have it electronically also. We assign someone, okay, you're the one who's going to do the countdown, you know?
Yeah.
So we start with the party hats and the noisemakers and everything, you know, and the music gets louder and, you know.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got to go out and get a bunch of noisemakers. Daniela, thanks so much for your time. I had a lot of fun talking with you.
Well, thank you very much. And I'd like to wish everyone a happy and safe New Year. Please be careful out there. And all my clients, especially Boss Man, hello.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
Daniel Caputo of MontrealEventPlanner.ca. It is 7:45.